game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's December 16th, 2016, a Friday morning. Sorry that we did this a day later, but things happen. How are you doing today, Slim?
I can't complain. It's a nice day out.
Yeah, you are broadcasting from the outdoors.
I mean, you know, when it's 72 degrees out, a little breezy, you might as well enjoy the weather.
How is it 70 degrees there? It's like 20 here.
Yeah, it got cold.
And we're not very far apart.
That's just telling me I might get another front by Christmas. That's nice to hear.
Oh my god, it's supposed to be 19 degrees tomorrow morning when I leave for basketball and in the morning. It's terrible.
Oh, I hope that makes it to me.
Oh my god, it's not going to, because you live in a nice place. I wish I lived in Florida. I'm gonna come visit you soon though.
Yeah, a little spring training.
Yeah, we're gonna do some spring training, a little golf, a little Sense 8. Although that sounded weird if you didn't know that was a TV show.
You know, it sounds kind of like something you'd buy from a Japanese catalog, so
exactly.
There's a lot of different meanings there.
So I don't want to lament too much on it, but thoughts out to the Sager family. That was sad to see today. He was a lot of fun. I thought he was, it was just fun. Like, that was a big reason to watch TNT games, you know?
I'm out of the loop, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Craig Sager passed away today.
Oh, that's, man. Gotta be, tell me to sit down when you start these things.
I'm sorry. I thought you would have known that by now. It did come out late this afternoon. Obviously, if you're listening now, it came out yesterday. But thoughts out there, and let's perk it back up, Slim. I'm going to let you gloat. You are on fire in the 30-point challenge. You're probably not going to be able to hear the song, but everyone else can. Here we go! Slim gets a point. Poison Geek, can you still not hear it, Slim? You couldn't hear the song, Slim?
I feel so left out. You have no idea.
You need to fix it, because it worked with Gray. I did a baseball podcast with Gray. He heard stuff fine. I think it's a setting on your end. I'm blaming your end.
Okay, I'll give it a look.
Oh my god, I'm just gonna keep playing it. And you hear nothing! Poison Geese, none for Slim. Alright, it's done. It's done. I'm sorry, Slim. I had to do it.
Oh, I know it. I mean, I'm still playing it in my head.
Okay. It is a really catchy beat. It's a catchy beat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's gonna last forever. It's gonna withstand the test of time.
On today's show, we're gonna break down the big news and notes from the past couple nights of action, including the big rebounding night from Slim's most hated player, and a bunch of players coming back from injuries. Not going so well for one of them that have come back, but this is gonna be a big healthy week across the NBA with guys getting healthier. We're going to preview tonight's game, start with our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up at the movies with a fantasy movie week.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, I call this segment Players Coming Back from Injury. Woo!
All right. Much better than players getting injured. I like this start.
I know, but the other way. But it's like this whole weekend has been players come, or end of this week over through the weekend, players coming back. All right, Slim. So, who was your boyfriend last time? I forget. It wasn't Gary Harris. It's about to be Gary Harris. Who was your boyfriend last time? Dwight Powell.
What do you mean last time?
We did a little segment where I was like, you call him on the phone. You know, you guys are thinking about moving in together. Well, secretly, you've been married to Gary Harris the whole time. He's your first husband. He's coming back. He played tonight. Playing tonight. You will know how he's done when you listen to this. But explain to the world your love for Gary Harris.
So he's immediately starting, right?
Sure, but that doesn't mean anything. It's Mike Friggin Malone. Who knows what's going to happen? They started Nurkic, and Jokic is obviously better, been the better fantasy player.
You know, yeah, for the recent stretches. You never know what's going to happen night to night. But I just, you know, Harris seemed to be immune to it. Even when he wasn't doing very good last year, at the beginning of the year, he was getting 32-ish minutes a game, and then he got 36-plus at the end of the year. He's going to come. He's going to have a minutes limit for at the beginning. He should have an innings limit. Is that what it is?
Yeah. They don't – yeah, innings limit. They're probably going to skip a few starts and shut him down in September.
Okay. Yeah. It's fresh off that Tommy John.
Your perception of me hating Gary Harris is not true. I think he's a solid back-end guy, and now I think I would add him in 12ers. We just didn't know for sure when he was coming back. I think he's a fine last roster guy.
I mean, he's your 3-and-D wing. That's what you're hoping for out of him. There's a little bit more usage that keeps kind of ticking up. Even when he came back earlier in the year, his points per game were, you know, per 36 were quite a bit higher than last year. Good four points per game, something like that, higher. So, you know, he came back ready to play. He's only 21, 22, something like that. Yeah, I think that it could be his team. I think if he just takes control of it, Malone loves the guy. He could definitely lead the team in minutes. No question in my mind.
I mean, well,
I know.
Like, how different is Gary Harris than KCP or Damari Carroll or any of those guys?
I think he'll score. What's KCP at now? 14-ish?
I'll look it up. I'll fact check it. Keep going.
Yeah, I would say that's probably a pretty good number. You know, 1 to 1.2, 1.3 steals, 1.5 if you're lucky. Yeah, that's KCP numbers.
Yeah, KCP's
The field goal percentage, I think, has a chance of being better.
That's true. KCP's at 41% this year, even though his threes per game are a little bit up. His three-point percentage is at a career high, 37%. 14 points and 1.2 steals for KCP. I don't know. And KCP's at a point now where people are thinking about dropping him because he hasn't really gelled with Archax as well.
The ebbs and flows of being a shooter.
I know. Well, how is that different than Gary Harris? I don't think he's going to shoot 46% again like he did last year.
No, I don't. So what's the problem here? KCP is top 100 for sure, right?
The problem
minutes
is
are guaranteed. There's no question about his minutes. No one's taking those away.
The problem is that these guys, when they have their downs, I don't think they're must-owns. Now that he's healthy, I'd add him if he was there now that I know he's playing. But I wasn't going to add him when it was still questionable of when he's getting back. I even might want to see a game first. I know I'm going to be way too late. I already am, probably.
I think this team is in flux a lot more than the Pistons, which could add the benefit of just, you know, someone taking over. There's usage upside here that KCP probably doesn't have.
Oh, it hurts. There's more downside then too, right? If the team's in flux.
What, possible turnovers? I mean, Gary Harris is a good free throw shooter.
No, downside of just plain minutes. If the team's in flux, what if he's awful for the first week? They still have Will Barton they need to showcase.
Need to showcase? Will Barton shouldn't... no, it's not the same. Will Barton's 25 years old, 26 maybe? Probably
he's
25.
Young. He's young, yeah.
But he's just not the future of the team. You know, they're playing for, you know, development.
No, they need to play for showcasing first. Then they'll play for development after the trade deadline.
I mean, it's not going to look great for the first 2 weeks. You know, you're only going to get 26, 28 minutes. 31 or 2 times in the first couple weeks?
Well, then therein lies the problem again. Because if he's only playing 26 minutes, he's going to be less than KCP and Damari Carroll. And there's just not enough room to roster these guys.
It depends on your team.
Sure.
I mean, hopefully you have your 4 point guards already and you're not digging for a point guard.
I just think you're...
Hopefully.
I know. You're assuming that every team is built perfect and can afford to have this stashable guy when most teams are streaming or have positions of need for a week.
I don't think he's so stashable. He's still going to give you stats. I think you're underselling him. I think he's going to finish top 100 pretty easily.
Well, not in total stats because he's hurt. The metrics, no, but and this is another nothing. Another metrics argument. He's not going to get a lot of turnovers.
I mean, he's not a terrible. I don't know. I know it's a hard thing to justify. Yo, if you have a bunch of these guys, you can't carry a bunch of these guys. Yeah, we know that. That's not news.
I know. Well, you're putting your flag on this guy, and I think Gary Harris is fine. Like I said, I'd own him if I had a roster spot and
Henson in a league. Do I need his blocks more or Gary Harris's potential for points and threes and steals?
Sure. Yeah, there's a good argument. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. Okay, if you're saying in that, but I mean, people are asking all sorts of questions, and when I looked at most other teams and was picking people, Harris wasn't as popular a pick for me as he was for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, Covington I don't trust. I get it. He's in a streak the past two games, maybe three now. I don't know. But he's about to lose minutes with whatever they're doing in Sixers land now.
What do you mean?
Those are the guys we're comparing him to, you know? Do I keep trying to ride Powell or do I pick up Gary Harris? It's stuff like that.
Well, you pick up Gary. Oh, actually, Mejri actually was this went. Let's talk about Dwight Powell for another 10 minutes. What do you think?
Well, Mejri got hurt, so that's.
That's where I was going, but Mejri actually practiced today.
Oh, that's good.
So he might but miss a game.
He's of that age. He played too many minutes. That's how I'll put it.
It's because he's a giraffe. He kind of looks like a giraffe to me.
You know, the blocks aren't that big of a surprise. It with 24-ish minutes, the 1.5 blocks, that's not absurd. But, you know, two steals, yeah, I'm taking the under on that.
Yeah. I mean, he's a deep league streamer. I don't think I've streamed him. I may have streamed him in 1-12er for that game, which would have been nice.
I would get a back-to-back for sure.
Yeah. He's
not getting fouled, which is amazing. That's great.
That's good for him. All right, more players coming back. Tyreke Evans is probable. That's right, Slim. I told you you're getting something out of him. The something is now.
Oh, this is going to come with some bad news, but okay.
Yeah, well, it comes on the heels of Tim Frazier missing 7 to 10 days with a wrist injury. So that means that Tyreke Evans is going to get his usage to start.
Well, I think the usage was always going to be there, at least the per-minute usage, you know? I guess usage is per-minute, isn't it? But, yeah, it's... kind of, whatever. Yeah. I think he'll... I don't think Frazier was going to affect it too much. There's no way Frazier could maintain this with Drew and Tyreke out there. They just need the ball in their hands way too much.
Yeah.
It had to happen eventually, and so now they get to do it and kind of bring Frazier back slowly. Poor guy. I'm not holding to Frazier right now. He's got to go.
Yeah. Tim Frazier can go. I agree there. He did have good games, and the assists were nice, but Evans is a usage suck. Right now, you have one roster spot. You need a little help and assists at your wing. You adding Tyreke Evans, or...
I'm sure he was drafted and held on to in all my 12ers with IL spots.
Well, just pretend they're both on the wire in a 12er non-IL league. Are you adding Harris? Or are you adding Tyreke Evans?
I don't trust Tyreke Evans is going to stay healthy. You know, I might think of if this is like my streamer spot, I don't mind it being Tyreke Evans because I'm going to wind up losing it anyway. If it's you know, season long, I'm really playing for some upside late. I'm going for Gary Harris.
Okay, I cannot disagree with that in any shape or form. Derek Favors came back, played. I don't have it up right now, of course, because my iPad sucks. I don't need to.
It
buy,
wasn't much.
I don't need to get apples anymore. It was like 14 minutes of like 4 points, but got a steal and a block, so at least did all right.
Yeah, I didn't see this. This was probably past my bedtime.
Yeah, you are a grandpa.
That's why it's so hard to be a Jazz fan.
Because you're a grandpa and you don't like to cheer for your
They're essentially a West Coast team with their start time.
Well, so is the Nuggets. They're in the same time zone.
For some reason, they seem to start earlier. I'm not sure what that is.
Huh. I don't know how divisions all work out. The divisions thing in the NBA, it's just... when it was East and West, that was the best. But now with all these like subdivisions and stuff, I don't really know. Maybe the Nuggets have a bunch more central teams in their subdivision. Someone's probably yelling at their podcast device that I don't know the divisions very well. They're meaningless.
Or time zone. We probably don't know time zones very well either. Geography.
I'm pretty sure Salt Lake City's in Mountain. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is. I know Denver is.
Okay, well, at least you know that.
Yeah, well. Anyway, Derek Favors is back, obviously. I mean, if you had him in your IL spot and don't need to make moves, would you be activating him, or would you just let him sit for a little bit?
As long as I can, if I'm, you know, if I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I think
it's what do we got? 16th, he plays December 16th, 18th, and then 21st. He probably misses one of those 21st games. At Golden State, home against Sacramento. He might not be there for that Golden State game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also returning, Justice Winslow missed exactly a month with a wrist issue that never had a four-week timetable at any point. Didn't play that great, but 21 minutes, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. He's going to be a field goal percentage train. He already was, but I think he does enough everywhere else. There you go. Justice Winslow or Gary Harris. Same situation.
Winslow worries me too much. I'll take Gary Harris.
What's the worry with Winslow?
Well, it could be all three. It could be the field goal, free throw, and turnover.
Turnovers weren't that bad. They're not bad at all.
He doesn't blow up any of those. He'll probably have less steals and less threes than Gary Harris. So what are you hoping for? 3.5 assists compared to 2.5 from Gary Harris? That one assist is worth all that, you know, all those negatives? I don't think so.
Winslow is at 1.4 steals. So he might outsteal.
He was at 1.4 steals.
No, he's at it now.
Yeah, well, did he play last night?
Oh, that's a good point. No, they play tonight, Slim. Take that with our silly time warp. Anyway, I think that's close. Another guy coming back, Jeremy Lin. Came back from a hamstring, but now has a back issue. And I put this in my daily notes that this is no bueno, because we've seen this in baseball a lot, probably in other sports, I don't know, where a hamstring issue is supposedly healed, but then they come back and mess up their back because they don't have that upper core going right in their legs. I'm out on the Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, this is pretty unfortunate. This has been what? He plays one game.
Yeah, and then he's out again.
Yeah, that's scary. I'm worried about it.
Would you rather?
I think even case scenario, he probably doesn't, you know, get out there for 36 a night. I think if you can, you know, somebody's willing to wait on him and you can get top, you know, 60, 70-ish, you probably take it.
I don't know if anyone's giving you that. Would you trade Jeremy Lin for Jordan Clarkson?
Clarkson's been a bit down lately. The steals haven't been there. I might aim a little higher than that.
Okay.
Field goal percent is kind of down for Clarkson. Yeah, I'd probably aim a little higher. All
right. The Grizzlies might actually get healthy again. Oh my god, how frustrating is both of these situations? Let's start with Chandler Parsons. He is cleared for contact, I think, so I don't know if we're going to see him this weekend or not, but it sounds like he's really close.
Okay. Remember, this took a little while the first time, though.
Yeah, apparently it's a chance to return this weekend, so whatever you take out of that.
Yeah, if he's back by January 1st, you count your blessings.
Oh, he should be back by next week if they're saying he might be back this weekend.
Well, might be back this weekend. That's... you will see. Find the first.
It'll be just like every day. He might be back by Wednesday. He might be back by this weekend. He might be back by Monday. He might be back by this weekend. So hopefully he helped.
It's just one of those things you can't really count on it anymore from him.
Yeah,
and
that's
the slower
true.
It takes it, probably the better it is in the long run.
Maybe, but I mean, this has been a while. It was 7 to 10 days on December 2nd. We're looking at over 10 days from then, so they took their time. I think he's going to be good. On the flip side of bad timetables, what in the hell? Mike Conley is going to return this weekend, it pretty much sounds like.
Yeah, what, they released Tony Douglas?
Yeah, so I mean, there's your first harbinger of that. Everything's saying that it's a pain tolerance thing. I love that they say expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks, and he's back in about 2 weeks. It's just ridiculous. Why even give timetables?
They have no idea. Yeah, I'm not sure what that timetable was based on. Who, what doctor set that?
That's why we need our Razzball fantasy doctor. Why is he not ever on the show, Slim? Explain this to me. I am outraged.
Well, he was practicing his unlicensed anesthesiology, and I think he's on the run right now.
Poor
guy. I'll let you know in 7 to 10 days.
That's the timetable. If arrested, he could see 300 years in prison.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate.
Random tangent. Mike Scott never went to jail for having, like, pounds of Molly or whatever it was. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's impressive. I think it's some community service, maybe.
I didn't even Google it, but I just remember, like, he's found with this obscene amount of, like, very bad drugs. And, whatever. Just give him another emoji tattoo. Give him a frown.
Yeah, I don't think he ever got suspended by the league for it, either.
give him a little frowny face on his hand so he can always be remembered about this bad incident.
Yep. Just one more emoji. That's what he needs. I don't think Conley's going to come back to being a top 20 guy. I'm not betting on that.
Agree. I mean, he was always a sell high. I just feel bad because I said he was cuttable in like 10-team leagues with no IL spots. Obviously, he's available. You grab him. It's just, injuries and timetables. They're so annoying sometimes. Slim?
Well, this isn't an exact science we're dealing with here. We're not trying to send anybody to the moon.
So you're saying that a fake Mike Conley is going to be playing? They're gonna fake his return to the lineup.
Well, it'll be a stand-in, sure. A body double.
Yeah. The CIA is going to make a fake Mike Conley on a sound set and convince the American public that he's real.
I mean, with the way TV's going nowadays, and I mean, you got humans back, and you had the West World. I mean, we don't know. We just don't know.
All right, that covers, I think, pretty much all the injuries back and forth. Let's get into some other notes here. Tyson Chandler, back-to-back 20 rebound games. Got to add him everywhere, Slim. You know it.
What's his other stats besides rebounding in that stretch?
He scored some points. He's making his free throws, which is weird.
Yeah, so Alex Lynn is down, right? Is that the takeaway here?
Is Alex Lynn down? He played in the last game, I thought.
Okay. I thought he missed a little bit of time there.
He's had a lot of fouls lately, Alex Lynn. I looked that up. He has always like 5 fouls the past couple weeks.
Okay, I think that's the main reason why Chris had so many minutes.
Oh, you're right. Lynn missed Tuesday, and he's questionable for tonight. So, there you go.
Well, the minutes have been down, too. 15, 16, 17, yeah. Every other game.
People have been asking about Lynn as a drop in 12ers, and for some, maybe, but he's still getting blocks off the bench, so, you know.
Yeah, there's just really not a big difference between him and Henson.
Yeah, exactly. Don't disagree there.
But there's a little more upside with Lynn for minutes because that team is definitely going nowhere.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe Milwaukee is playing for a playoff spot.
True. Okay, I could buy that. But yeah, I want the Razzball historian, of which we don't have, but someone can take the role to find all the clips of Slim yelling at me about Tyson Chandler.
Well, I don't own him anywhere. Yeah, there's going to be a point where you're asking me, so is Tyson Chandler a drop everywhere?
Oh, my God. Of course there's going to be a point. But for now, he's got a bunch of rebounds. You know, the only reason...
he's going to be a 10-20 guy the rest of the way. A steal and a block a game? Absolutely.
He might be. You might have to hold your tongue there.
No, I think I'll take the over in 42 minutes. That's easy.
Maybe more attractive to Slim because he's half the age. As you mentioned there, Marquise Chris got 31 minutes in their last game. Before we record this, they played again tonight, so we'll see what happens against the Spurs. But 14 and 12 with a steal and a block, hit a three, 5 of 12 from the field. And Coach Earl Watson's their coach, right? Got that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Earl Watson said that he wants Marquise Chris to become their Draymond Green.
Sure. I think if he was, you know, there's a lot of people he could become that I'd be happy with.
Yeah.
I don't know why he has to be. That's not his game. Come on. He's not the creator for other people sitting at the three-point line. That's, come on.
He's not a facilitator. I think he meant it more of like the enforcer type because he got a tech because he was fighting with the Goose.
Okay, you know, defensively, sure. Are you playing the song right now?
No, I was about to, but I closed the window already. So I was just like, Slim can't hear it. It'll mess up the podcast.
I mean, I'm noticing that you streamed him for last night. I did the same thing in my money league, kind of hoping that it turned into more.
Yeah.
You know, if he does 30 minutes again, I'm not dropping him.
Yeah, I had a couple open spots. Well, not open, but just crappy players I hadn't streamed out yet in the JB versus Slim RCL. So yeah, put them there. We'll see what happens tonight against the Spurs. We mentioned a little bit about Malone being crazy. Do you have any sort of new insight on what you think's happening with Jokic and Nurkic? It's really annoying.
No. Just that I don't think either one of them is going to average more than 26. I'd say 26 would be the tops for either one.
Is Nurkic still a drop in 12ers?
At some point, you'll regret it. Whether or not you're in last place at that point, I'm not sure.
Great analysis.
That's kind of the problem with it.
He might cost you your season, but he'll be good at the end.
It's tough. You know, what are you talking about? You're talking about Nurkic or Henson, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Tough. I think I'd probably have to go with Henson.
Yeah. I mean, that means that
not that I mean, Nurkic is really struggling. Those turnovers are absurd.
The turnovers are obscene.
He just can't stay out there if he's going to turn the ball over that much. I don't care what else he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, he's turning it over probably more than Embiid and doing less than Embiid.
You're looking at 20-ish minutes and like 3 turnovers a game.
He's a small Embiid. Just a nice little baby Embiid.
Embiid.
You would think the Bosnian bear would have a big Embiid, but he's got a small Embiid.
Hey, man, he's still a young guy. It's still growing.
Hasn't fully finished puberty yet. In the garbage news alert, would you own Luol Deng in any 12ers?
I think I might be stringing him coming up. He's got a little back-to-back, I think, right? 16th, 17th?
Looks that way. 16th tonight at Philly and then at Cleveland on Saturday. They might bench LeBron again. Did you see that someone brought a sign to a Grizzlies game that they traveled 300 miles to see LeBron and he's at home? In all caps.
He wasn't even at the stadium?
No, they didn't even travel with the team.
Oh man, that's rough. Yeah, couldn't even. Yeah, I couldn't even get his autograph.
No.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Oh, that was good.
Your dang's got what, 2 steals a game over the past?
Yeah, he's been 10? He's been a thief lately. I mean, he's always been a steal per game guy. It was super low to start the year. I mean, everything was low to start the year.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting healthy now, so you kind of wonder what that's going to do.
Agreed.
I mean, you go back before these games, and you know, you got 24 minutes, 25 minutes, 22 minutes, 19 minutes, 22 minutes. You know, is it going to go back to that now that we're healthy?
He's been atrocious.
Yeah, I mean, I'd pick him up for now, and if he rides 30 minutes of, you know, solid production, then you ride it out until it's over and move on.
So what you're saying there is you'd rather own Luol Deng than Gary Harris. I just want to make this clear.
Not if I want to win my league.
Damn it! I didn't have that gotcha moment that I was looking for. What else we got here? The Kings are, well, they're always a mess. That's nothing new. But with Rudy Gay, is a little questionable. He might miss another game or two. Macklemore got a quad contusion. Do you care at all about Omri Caspi? He's gotten a few mentions in the comments, and I mentioned him before as maybe a 12er ad, but it sounds like Gay and Macklemore might not be out too long.
Who's the other one? Tolliver got some minutes.
Oh my god, yeah, Tolliver led the team in minutes against the Rockets when they lost by what did they lose by? 34 points. Good job, Kings.
Yeah, he's, well, there was no
those no Cousins either. They sat Cousins.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to trust anybody on that team. But, yeah, Caspi should be solid for a while. Keep the free throw volume down, please.
I can't understand how a person could shoot threes at such a high percent yet be an atrocious free throw shooter. It makes no sense.
I mean, the best I got is he just didn't practice them. At least, you know, to the extent that, you know, he does his threes.
He should just take his free throws at the three-point line.
Well, I don't think it's quite legal. I think you have to be inside of that, you know, arc. That little one.
Legal schmeagle. Give it a shot and see what happens.
Okay. We'll just take some fadeaway hook shots or something. I mean,
yeah, see what happens.
Out of what, 50, 55, something like that? 60 in a good day?
That would be hilarious if someone did that. Also, having a good beginning of this week and filling in and actually having a really phenomenal year is Garrett Temple.
Phenomenal?
Phenomenal given we thought he'd barely be in the rotation. I guess mostly phenomenals in the minutes.
No. I didn't think that. I had him as a target in the REL on draft day. They paid him some good money.
They paid good, him backup
money. Million a year, something like that. Three years, $8 million a year. It was good money. We knew he was going to play.
Maybe the phenomenal's in the one steal and half a block a game out of a guard. I mean, that's really good. In only 22 and a half minutes. With one.
Yeah, the minutes are kind of coming up, too.
I mean, his per 36 is going to be looking out of control.
The three-point attempts have been coming up lately. I mean, they're solid.
Man.
You know, it gets to close, you know, the turnover starts getting up there once you get to that point. This 46% shooting is, you know, it's a little high.
Sure. But, I mean, it seems like...
Good, solid defender.
Anytime he gets extended run, it seems like he's having good games. And with a couple injuries, Macklemore the main one, I'm streaming him in a couple leagues, to be honest.
Okay. It's kind of low-end production. I wouldn't expect the world.
I think I was looking for threes and D stats. And I was like, oh, Garrett Temple's available. That works.
Yeah. And, you know, it'll be tough to trust long-term just in that.
Oh, sure.
He's going to have some streaky games, you know, gets a couple of, you know, you see some 3-point, 3-point, 0-point in a row games, and you're going to want to move on.
In the same vein of needing threes and steals and maybe a block or two, how about DFS? You playing some DFS lately?
No, those days. I don't know if that's legal in my state.
They've loosened up on DFS. And now I'm talking about daily fantasy sports, just so no one's confused. Because I know it's legal again in New York. I don't know. I don't play that. Homie, don't play that.
No, but the other DFS, I mean, not in a 12-er, but yeah, I wish I didn't, you know, I wish I would have made the move in the REL, a deep league.
Oh, I wish I had held him. That was unfortunate.
There's potential there. It's funny how those guys that are just kind of mediocre in college can't quite, you know, turn into that guy. But once they hit the NBA, you know, not being that guy is a pretty steady paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, he brings D-stats. He's great wing defender. I owned him when he was getting run. Then the run kind of dried up a little bit. And now they look like they're really sticking with the Barnes at the 4, Finney-Smith at the 3 interchangeable situation.
I mean, you got to imagine if and when, it's, I guess it's probably more of an if at this point, Dirk plays, it'll just destroy these minutes.
Yes, it will. And Dirk apparently is going through shoot-arounds now, or is about to. So he's not very far off.
Yeah, that's kind of the big problem.
Yeah.
But this is nice production. Man, it's 3 months you're really going in. What's this, 5 straight games of 50% or better shooting?
Yeah, and he's still at only 33% on the year, so he's just red hot right now. But he looks good. I mean, I unfortunately watch a lot of Mavs because I'm watching Sala. I'm watching my giraffe. Run, giraffe, run.
You're watching a lot of defense, huh?
Oh, I love watching Sala run.
The Mavs go on offense and you just, like, look away. Let's pay attention to something else.
I'm hoping for a blowout because I want to watch Jonathan Gibson keep playing.
I want to see a little more Hammonds. I'll be asking you about that.
Yeah. Whoa! You had a large car come really close to you.
It wasn't close at all, but just a little exhaust, that's all.
I'm interested to see what Hammonds does, too. If Mesri sits a game, should be a fun to see what Hammonds can do.
Well, you know they're not going to give it to Powell, so.
Yeah, I know, because everyone hates Powell. Except for Slate. And I think he's good. I think I like Powell. I don't know
why. Yeah, they're playing him out of position and not letting him shoot. I don't know. It's something ain't right here. Yeah. It's like you need to change the scenery.
Possibly. He's on a good deal for that. If he got traded next year at the deadline or something to be a team starting power forward, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think he could be solid in that lure role, the Muscala role.
Yeah.
Get a solid 27, 28 off the bench, but be aggressive when he does it. I don't know. Something's not quite right. I'm not watching enough of these games to really see it, though.
Not
on the top of my list.
Yeah, I unfortunately have been watching some Mavs because of REL bias. He's just not fully involved. It's like Wancho-ishness, but a little bit. He gets a little bit more looks than that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, Wancho is straight up 4-on-5. Like, they do not look way.
I'd love to see Powell get some of the lobs that Aaron Gordon got because I think Powell can fly like that.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like he pops out and is ready to shoot jumpers. It's just, I don't know.
Try to turn him into some kind of like bully offensive rebounder that he's just not.
Kinda, yeah. It doesn't seem like he's that far away from the basket a lot.
Yeah, that's not his game.
I know. So, I want to go a couple tangents of things we just talked about there. Talking about power forwards needing changes of scenery, the Rockets renounced their rights to Demo. We have renounced you.
How many? Oh, this is this make a real soap opera, like legitimate.
Yeah. Apparently now because of all this, he can't sign with the Nets anymore either.
Only the Nets, probably, right?
I think only the Nets are obviously the Rockets.
Wow, this is like vindictive.
Yeah, they pretty much took the money he got from the Nets off the table, only then to just say, you know what, F you, Demo, you're not getting either.
I hope someone says failed physical or something.
He was a no. This was
really bad.
He didn't show up for his physical for the Rockets, apparently.
Well, yeah, that gives them pretty good reason.
Man,
yeah, this is absurd. Yeah. I'm sure he can. Well, I'm not sure he can still play because back is a back. But the Nets believe it.
back is indeed a back. Where I had another tangent in there with things we talked about with Powell. Now I can't remember what it was. My memory's terrible.
Probably another power forward.
Who's power forward?
I think you wanted to go on a power forward tangent.
I did that, but then there was another one, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, well. What else did I have in my notes here? My notes are kind of all over the place. You see Larry Nance's dunk?
Oh, my God. No, but he's got a highlight reel already.
Oh, my God. You didn't watch it? Look at my daily notes. I gifted it. It's awesome.
Oh, today? Okay. Yesterday? Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's been busy.
Oh, my God. He just...
It's that time of year.
He clown-footed old clown-foot.
Wow. Oh, well, okay. Yes. It's not too difficult to turn Brook Lopez into a poster.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I remember my other tangent now. The flying like Aaron Gordon. Wanted to give him a mention. Had a career-high 33 points? Was it 33 or 34? 33 points. A lot of dunks, hit some threes. Didn't have any steals or blocks, though, and 3 of 6 free throws. So if you dropped him, it's not like you lost out on this epic line. You just scored points.
Yep, that's how many minutes he had in the previous two games combined. Wow. And of course, he gets his probably season high in minutes and goes, what, 0 steals, 0 blocks?
I know, with 3 turnovers. Not like the turnovers are an issue, but man.
Yeah, this isn't maybe we're just another year off.
There's so much potential. That's another couple plays I gifted was his alley-oops, and I mean, he's got
4 straight games of 50% or better, and he's still not getting the big minutes. I mean, maybe something's happened. If he shoots well, everything else is going to be there.
Hopefully. I mean, we're seeing...
Maybe. You know, you go before those 4 games, you have 2 games he didn't shoot 50%, and then 4 in a row he did. Man, maybe there's something going on. Maybe he's close.
That's true. Huh? I hadn't really noticed that before, that the field goal percentage has trended way up.
It's not necessarily leading to minutes, though.
True, but maybe it's just because they're bringing Vucevic off the bench, even though I know he's a little banged up, and just some, and maybe putting him out there next to Biombo is giving him more freedom or something. Because I know he started a couple of those games where he had low minutes.
That Jeff Green, right? Isn't Jeff Green just like stealing it? Minutes.
Oh, Jeff Green. Oh.
Getting a lot of minutes. And the numbers he's putting up aren't terrible.
I know. He's streamable. Usually. I guess he's in the streaming class, whatever. One magician that I do want to mention as well. Have you seen what Evan Fournier's done the last few games? 6-plus assists in each of the last 3.
Yeah. I want to point out that that turnover category, though.
Yeah, it's sky high with 1 turnover combined in the last 5 games.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, his assist to turnover. 20
points in 3 in a row.
Last 5, 25-1 his last 5 games, assist to turnover. Scoring points.
Yeah, maybe he saw Meeks catching up behind him and... got upset about it.
I can't put on
a little more eyeliner and really went at it.
I can't let Jody Meeks take this. He does look like he's wearing a ton of eyeliner.
I'm just glad I'm not the only one.
Oh, no, I see it. You want who else wears eyeliner? Chris Bryant of the Cubs. He wears eyeliner.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
Just let me know. Yeah. In case I didn't watch the World Series.
Yeah. Slim, any other notes you can think of? Sorry, this is kind of scattered all over the place, but.
No, you hit all kinds of stuff. Man, there's a lot of guys coming back.
Yeah, true.
That means I got guys I need to drop in probably quite a few leagues.
Time to do some roster crunching.
Well, the Gary Harris one in the REL means I've got a guy on my IL that's not injured and nobody else that's injured. It's not good.
Who's your lowest contributor?
Well, right now, probably Willie.
Willie, which word?
Hernan Gomez.
Oh, that Hernan Gomez.
Because of how good O'Quinn's been lately.
Yeah, O'Quinn has been playing well. Maybe we should give him a shout.
Yeah, it's tough to trust with those minutes. He'll have some duds in there.
True.
But it doesn't look like, they're really, they're not going crazy with Noah, which is you know, for the long run, for the, you know, the team, that's kind of nice to see.
Yeah. I will say that our comment debate of Jamichael Green versus Kyle O'Quinn as a 10 or last roster spot temporarily, this one goes to Cock.
You're talking about, like, a really small sample size compared to the season.
I know. It was one game. I was just like, eh. Cock's hot.
Oh yeah, you take the one. You take the Phoenix game.
Yeah, it was before the game. It was a day right. or two before the game. Give me the hot cock. You're playing the Suns.
Hot cock.
if you're screwing the Sun, you're gonna get a hot cock.
I mean, I kind of wish that was like a Bostonian accent, maybe.
Hot clock. Almost sounds like he's doing the Hot Cop song, like from Arrested Development. Hot Cops! Do-do-do-do! No? Okay. Taking a look at tonight's games. 10 on the slate. Wow, Slim. We got a big, big group to choose for a 30-point challenge this week because we're doing it on Friday. So that helps there. What do we got? Oh, my God. Barn burner to start the weekend. Nets at the Magic. Oh, my God.
Nets at Magic. I'm having trouble. Oh, here we go. Nets at why is this getting mentioned?
I have no idea. Just to get that reaction out of you. What do we got? New Orleans at the Rockets. Have you seen the Rockets have won? Is it 8 straight, 9 straight? They're 19-7. D'Antoni's system working. Yeah.
Well, this is kind of coinciding with Patrick Beverley, right?
Plausibly. I don't.
Yeah, there's Patrick Beverley makes this team go. I've been really, really happy with his stats lately.
I misspoke. The barn burner is actually the Lakers at the Sixers.
Who's playing center nowadays for Philadelphia?
Who knows?
Well, Noel's supposed to be back soon, right?
Possibly. Who knows?
Okay.
It's a junky team. I don't know. We'll mention that Kemba Walker, due to personal, is going to be out against the Celtics. If you can still stream, Bellinelli me! Marco Bellinelli.
Okay. Who's actually going to be the point guard?
Don't they have Sessions?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That might be a decent stream.
So... Well, I mean, I think Sessions might be okay, but I think Bellinelli's going to get a lot of shots. Because Sessions isn't a three-point shooter.
Just on the pure minutes, you know, you're going to... What Sessions is good for, what, the free throw percent?
Yeah. He's always been a free throw volume guy. Yeah.
All right. You know, with enough minutes, that can really help.
Yeah. If you need some free throw volume, you could go there. Although, it's going down and down, given his minutes are going down and down too, but whatever. Anything else?
Oh, is Isaiah Thomas back yet?
Who's back? Oh, Isaiah's, I don't know if it's officially that he's planning to play tonight. I don't know. By the time you listen to this, there may be confirmation, but. So.
Okay. I'm thinking that might be a way to go, though.
Taking Isaiah for 30, fresh off the groin injury?
Well, first I gotta see if the Knicks are playing.
No.
Looks like they have night off.
All right, so yeah, looking at the board, Slim is up to 6 points, up 6-4. I forgot to update the board with commenters. I'll be sure to give you shouts on next week's shows for whoever got it. I know someone got Porzingis, another commenter, but I forget.
Yeah, there was a Bledsoe in there. Bledsoe had a back-to-back.
Oh, yeah, Bledsoe had one. So good call, you guys. I picked Klay Thompson thinking the Warriors were going to blow out the Pelicans, and the stupid Pelicans kept the game close.
That didn't help.
Well, no, because they want to give Durant and Curry the ball if the game's close. They're not going to just keep feeding Clay with the game close.
That's just the fun night they give it to Clay.
He's good for 60 in the crappy games, but when it matters, we're not going to give him the ball.
I can see that.
All right, so top 10 scorers, Westbrook, Brown, Cousins, DeRozan, Harden, Lillard, Isaiah Thomas, can't pick him, womp womp, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, Stephen Curry. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Man, Curry is down to 10th in the league.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of high scorers. I mean, he's at 25.6 points a game, and he's 10th.
Wow, yeah, okay. There might just be a lot of, a lot of scorers. A
lot of high scorers right now, because I remember, like, for years, the leading scorer was, like, 27, 28.
You know, I'm looking at this Chicago-Milwaukee game. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with some Jimmy Buckets. I don't think I'm done with him yet this year.
You haven't done a Buckets? He got me a point a couple weeks ago.
I don't think I have.
No, you did. You did on November 15th, and he gave you 27.
All right, well, he owes me.
All right. What games look interesting here? Clippers, Heat, the Nets and the Magic. The Magic are starting to score a lot of points. Brolo just got posterized. He's a little depressed about it. He's going to come out angry. I'm not officially picking it yet. I'm still thinking. It's so hard.
I mean, you know, Wall against Reggie not being 100%, you got to expect him to go off.
Yeah. Whoever got Wall on his, like, 50-some-odd game was awesome, but I don't know. I'll do it. Old Clownfoot bounces back. And plays the Magic hard in one of the worst 115 to 110 games ever played.
Yeah, that's a tough one to root for.
Yeah, agree there. All right. What is today, 16th? All right, I want to be sure to add it to the board because I'm not the best at keeping up the board, but I'm trying. I'm trying. All right, Slim, let's take a look at the movies coming out. Are you looking forward to Rogue One?
I mean, I've heard good things. It's kind of interesting that it's a completely standalone Star Wars movie. It's odd.
I do like that Donnie Yen is in it, which sounds awesome.
Donnie Yen.
Have you not seen Ip Man? Who are you?
No, I have not.
What?
It's not the IP guy?
What? The IP guy?
That's not what it's called.
No, it's not the IP guy. It's Ip Man. Ip. Oh, the first one's awesome. The second one's kind of dumb. And then they made this, like, tongue-in-cheek third one with Mike Tyson as the bad guy. I don't know. But the first one's great. Martial arts movie.
Oh, man, this is going to be a pretty big week in the fantasy movie league.
I know. You got to pick the Rogue One on the right day. These big movies, they split them up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What about Sing? Is that out, too?
I don't think that's out yet.
Okay, that's the next week? All right.
Yeah. But yeah, you got Rogue One. It's hard because they're blind. Collateral Beauty, that Will Smith thing. That's your next highest movie. You're pretty much going one of the Rogue One showings, or you compare Saturday and Sunday. I'm sticking with Friday, Rogue One.
I never got into playing those Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah, neither did I. That's not out yet either. I think that's next week. But I'm doing Rogue One and a bunch of La La Land, since that's got, like, Oscar buzz and crap.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be binge-watching Humans, second season.
Is that still staying pretty good?
Yeah. I've watched, like, the first episode of the season. Yeah, it's some quality stuff.
I still
have nice storylines.
I still haven't finished Westworld. It's a travesty. Not enough time in the day.
I mean, it's surprising that you haven't. I'm glad you've managed to avoid being told what happens.
Well, I'm an expert at avoiding spoilers. Like, I didn't finish Walking Dead for, like, a while. Didn't see the first one when they started it for, like, a few weeks. And I'm good at avoiding that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's that's tough to do. Yeah. I mean, I have my browser set to open up to, like, you know, the Google homepage just to make sure I don't get some random news article or something.
Mine goes to Google too, and I just avoid all that stuff. I was the winner of week two of Fantasy Movie League. I did the two times the holiday party, and then six of Nocturnal Animals. Turned out Nocturnal Animals was the best performer. So Nico Cola, I appreciate you trying. coming in second place, but Iowa's the winner of week two. I'm leading the league now, so this should be a big week. What's the name of your fantasy movie league thing again?
It was a mashup.
Oh, you Doc Zhivago and the Rivers to Fly? You had a decent showing. You got in fourth, but I'm taking this thing. You guys are all going down, and I'm giving myself my own prize, of which we don't know what the prize is yet.
All right. Well, I missed the first week, so I got to I'm playing a match play at this point.
Yeah. I will let you know how cool this site is. I got a perfect – I think I may have said this last year, but, yeah, I got a perfect cinema where only, like, 14 people did, and they sent me a $25 movie gift card.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. They were like, hey,
you want to watch those movies now. All right, that's nice.
Yeah, you're one of the – and I still haven't used it, but I hope it's still good. That's how behind I am on seeing movies. We're planning on going to see some movies over Christmas because
you should probably go see that Star Wars movie because I am hearing some good things.
I know. I will be seeing that, but probably not by the time we do a podcast next week. But I hope sometime around Christmas. So, yeah, quick schedule. Are we trying to do two pods next week again, Slim? Was that kind of the tentative plan?
Wednesday? I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, we're going to do like Wednesday, Friday, or maybe Tuesday, Friday, or something like that. I guess for the listeners, it would be Wednesday, Saturday. I guess I should think it through like that. And then we'll probably just do one the week after Christmas. Does that work for you?
Yep, probably. There's going to be a lot of golf played that week.
Oh my God, you and your good weather. Get out of here. And then we'll be back on our regular schedule again the first week of 2017. So thank everyone for listening. Thanks to Fantasy Movie League for having a fun game. You can still hop in the league anytime. It's the Razzball League. The password is Rball, R-B-A-L-L. And you can just hop in anytime. And if you win the week, we'll give you a shout. And we like to talk movies. So it's fun. Thanks again to everyone listening, reading, doing whatever, engaging Razzball somehow, throwing things at it if they don't like it, you know, that sort of thing. And Slim, have a good weekend. Enjoy the warm weather. And I hope you get sunburn.
You know, you said reading, and I get sunburn. Yeah, you're saying reading. I was wondering if do we have like a listening impaired version of this?
No, but I was just saying in general because Razzball's a blog. You know, I write a lot for it.
Okay, I think you need to make transcripts.
I'd be fine with that. That would be really cool if there was the hearing impaired version. If someone's listening or however they engage on it. Slim, you took me down a weird rabbit hole and I don't like it.
Let's see how you'd be able to handle this. Oh. You're getting me with the tenses. Let me see if I can get you with this.
Oh my God. Quick news update. Wade Baldwin got sent to the D League.
Well, he lost his minutes and you know, they're going to play Conley, so...
Yeah, it might sound like Conley's back tonight, especially with Tony Extra E Douglas waived.
Okay, just put a... I imagine, like, an adrenaline needle, like, from a Tarantino movie getting shoved in his back every night.
Yeah, just a huge epidural or whatever. Is that what they... I don't know. Just shove that right in his back. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
All right, we got to get over. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Slim, you catch you next week.
Yes, sir.